And now, the Idaho Farm and Ranch Minute, brought to you by Idaho's agricultural community.
Well, the January weather pattern is warm and wet. That's coming up on the Idaho Farm and Ranch Minute.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Idaho's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports. A winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
It was a notable first month of 2023 from a weather perspective across much of the country, if you go by temperature and precipitation totals. Here's Rod Bain with USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
Certainly on the unusually warm and wet side.
What USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says was the weather pattern for this past January.
We did see our sixth warmest, 18th wettest January of record.
With records going back as far as 1895.
Much of the warmth was concentrated across the eastern half of the country, and we did see a number of states, mainly in the Northeast, that had record-setting January warmth. In fact, if you look at the overall temperature patterns for the month of January, it was pretty impressive. More than 5 degrees Fahrenheit above the 20th century mean.
While precipitation averaged 3 inches last month across the country.
That was more than 120% of the 20th century mean.
Perhaps more impressive, it was the second wettest and fourth warmest January of the 21st century. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
I'm Neil Larson, and thank you for joining us today. This has been the Idaho Farm and Ranch Minute.